Warren County Radio Bible School today. I'm going to ask a Bible question about something that you may not have thought about before. It concerns the story of Joseph. And truly, the story of Joseph is one of the most amazing stories in the Bible. It has been called a little novel. It's about how Joseph was the father's favorite, and he was given the coat of many colors, and he went to check on his brothers, and he's thrown into the pit and sold into slavery and then becomes thrown into the prison. But before all these events are over, he becomes the second in command of all of Egypt, second only unto Pharaoh. And then his brothers come to him looking for food, come to Egypt, and they don't know that it's Joseph who is the great Pharaoh. And so they come, and Joseph asks about his little brother Benjamin. And they don't know this is Joseph. And then Joseph goes through a series that sometimes it is said that he is testing his brothers, but as I read this, it sounds like he's trying to get his brother Benjamin here into Egypt with him without his brothers realizing it. So he sends them back and he tricks them into bringing Benjamin with them when they return. And then you know the story, how he put the golden cup into the Benjamin sack. And as they were on their way back, they sent someone out to search their sacks, and they found the cup in Benjamin's sack, and he was brought back, and Joseph is now going to send his brothers home and keep Benjamin with him. Now, that is quite an interesting story, and that is really the climax of this story. Now, if I were to ask the question, who is the hero of the story of Joseph? Well, you might think, well, that is Joseph. And indeed, Joseph is a great Bible hero. But who's the other hero? Right here at the climax, one of these brothers stepped forth and says, no, let Benjamin return to his father, and I will stay. He becomes a surprise hero of this story. Which one of those brothers did that? So I'm going to ask, who is the other hero of the story of Joseph and becomes the hero at the climax? What was that brother's name? Now we'll answer that in just a moment. Before we do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's get to the answer to the question. Who is it that said, I will stay, and you let my little brother return home? The other hero in the story of Joseph. Do you remember what brother that was? Well, it was Judah. Judah's the one that came and said, oh, my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. And he told the story and agreed to let me stay instead of Benjamin and send the others home, and I will stay. Well, that's quite a fascinating story. And that's one of the things that make the story of Joseph so intriguing. And in fact, Judah, he is quite an amazing character. He had to rise from somewhat disgrace earlier in this story. But when we read about the promises that Jacob makes to his sons, the promise that he would be the one to rule the scepter over the people, it would not go to Joseph, and neither to Reuben or Simeon or Levi. It would go to Judah. It would be from Judah that Shiloh would come, and it is out of Judah that Christ comes. And so Judah is the surprise hero in the story of Joseph. Now, I want to read that story to you. I'm going to begin reading Genesis chapter 44 and verse 18, and I'm going to read down to the end of chapter 45. Here we go. Judah came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ears, and let not thine anger burn against thy servant, for thou art even as Pharaoh. My Lord asked his servant, saying, Have ye a father or brother? And we said unto my Lord, We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loveth him. And thou sayest unto thy servants, Bring him down unto me, that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto my Lord, The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou sayest unto thy servants, Except your youngest brother come down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up into thy servant my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, Go again, buy us a little food. And we said, We cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then we will go down, for we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, Ye know that my wife bare me two sons, and the one went out from me. And I said, Surely he is torn in pieces, and I have not seen him since. And if ye take this one also from me, and harm befall him, you will bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol. Now therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad is not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it will come to pass that when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die. And thy servants will bring down the gray hairs of thy servant our father with sorrow to Sheol. For thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, If I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame of my father forever. Now therefore, let thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad, a bondman unto my lord. And let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father if the lad be not with me, lest I see the evil that shall come upon my father? Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, Cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians heard, and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. And now be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 years in which there shall be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a remnant in the land, in the earth, to save you alive by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me thither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord over all of Egypt. Come down unto me, and tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, For there are yet 5 years of famine, lest thou come to poverty, thou and thy household, and all that thou hast. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye hath seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brethren, and wept upon them. And after that his brethren talked with him. Genesis 45 and verse 16. And the report thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well in his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lade your beast, and go and get you to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households, and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the sons of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner, 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-asses laden with grain and bread and provision for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that you fall not out by the way. And they went up out of Egypt, and came to the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father. And they told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt. And his heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 51 and verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. The devotional reading in Psalm 51, 9 through 14. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Well, this is going to be quite a fascinating lesson. We'll be looking at Elam's notes as we go through this. There's a large section of helps for the teacher. And then in the explanatory notes, we'll read about how Benjamin is arrested and the speeches that were made and how the whole story comes out regarding Joseph. Again, it's one of the most beautiful stories that we find in all of literature, the little novel of Joseph and his brethren with the surprise hero of Judah at the climax.